Press On with Jared Gunter of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ. Hello again, neighbors. Hope you're doing well today. Yesterday, we started our short study for the week asking the question, are you a zealous Christian? And we launched from Titus chapter 2, verses 11 through 15, and we concluded that not only was Jesus' purpose to save us from our sins, but to also have us working zealously for him. But as we noted yesterday from the onset, there's a wrong way to go about our zeal. The people in Washington and in Minneapolis and other areas where people have gone to the extreme and how they have responded to their convictions has been unbridled. And Christians, we cannot allow our zeal to go unbridled. In verse 12 of Titus chapter 2, let me remind us again that our salvation trains us to reject sinful living and embrace godly living. So by definition, we cannot respond to our convictions being questioned or compromised with any kind of unbridled spirit. A knowledgeable biblical zeal is a godly, righteous zeal. Let's look at Romans chapter 9, beginning in verse 30. In Romans chapter 9 and in verse 30, Paul says, "What shall we say then? That Gentiles who did not pursue righteousness have attained it, that is, a righteousness that is by faith, but that Israel who pursued a law that would lead to righteousness did not succeed in reaching that law. Why? Because they did not pursue it by faith, but as if it were based on works. They have stumbled over the stumbling stone, as it is written, 'Behold, I am laying in Zion a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, and whoever believes in him will not be put to shame.' Brothers, my heart's desire and prayer to God for them is that they may be saved, for I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. For being ignorant of the righteousness of God and seeking to establish their own, they did not submit to God's righteousness. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes." See, there is a difference between unbridled zeal and righteous zeal, godly zeal. And one that is righteous and godly is based on knowledge. That's exactly what Paul has said here. Another thing that we see zeal does is that it remembers. Zeal remembers Christ's work, our reactions, and our reward. In 2 Timothy chapter 2 and in verse 8, Paul says, "Remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, the offspring of David, as preached in my gospel, for which I am suffering, bound with chains as a criminal, but the word of God is not bound. Therefore I endure everything for the sake of the elect, that they also may obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory." So in other words, Paul says that his zeal, his conviction for serving the Lord, allows him to endure the sufferings that he has endured for Jesus. And he's encouraging Timothy to remember Jesus for himself. And not only that, but then in verse 14, he tells them, "Remind them of these things and charge them before God not to quarrel about words, which does no good, but only ruins the hearers. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth, but avoid irreverent babble, for it will lead people into more and more ungodliness, and their talk will spread like gangrene." And so yet again, we see the need for controlled zeal. That doesn't mean to keep things buttoned up. Don't talk about issues. Don't address anything that could be controversial. But be careful how you do that. Don't just go off at the hip and spout off at the mouth, but be thoughtful in what you say and use God's word. Because while we see our world and certainly our nation so heavily influenced by culture, political, and popular motivations, they do not supplant or supersede the truth of God's word and the good works that we are to do from it. See, righteous zeal is on God's terms and not our own or others. As we can see in Galatians chapter 4, and within that text, Paul asks his brethren in Galatia the question, "Have I then become your enemy by telling you the truth?" And sadly, neighbors, and especially my brethren, we might become people's enemies just because of our stance for the truth. Our Savior told us that would happen. He said even himself that he came as a sword, not because he wanted to divide people, but he knew that his message would divide people. The gospel forces people to either accept or reject, and even trying to live in the gray is rejecting the Lord. We cannot allow our zeal to go unbridled, but we must have zeal in our attitude towards serving the Lord. Hope you can join us again tomorrow as we conclude our study. Press On is a production of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ. We're located at 1235 William Street in Beaver Dam, Kentucky, and can be contacted at 270-274-4451. For more information, give us a call or find us online at beaverdamchurch.com and facebook.com/Church of Christ Beaver Dam. More Press On episodes are available for free on our church website and several top podcast platforms. Just search Press On Bible Podcast. Thanks so much for listening, and let's press on.